When the annual Academy Awards are telecast later this month, no actors of color will take home Oscars. That's because none were nominated. And that omission has reignited the conversation about racial equity in the movies and in the arts in general. This year, two mainstream Seattle arts groups have focused their seasons on racial equity in their productions, their artists, and they hope their audiences. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
Spectrum Dance Theater's Donald Byrd doesn't beat around the bush. He calls his company's current artistic season hashtag racish for a reason.
It was the idea to help break open the conversation or encourage conversations around race, especially given what has been going on in the last year.
From the outcry over African Americans in the movies to the Black Lives Matter movement, Byrd says the public eye is focused on equity right now in a way he hasn't seen since the late 1960s. Donald Byrd is acutely aware of race. He's an African American man in a contemporary dance world dominated by Caucasian artists. Byrd says most dance companies don't look beyond the status quo for talent.
Sometimes people say things like, I don't see color, or I can't find the right kind, you know, whatever, all of that stuff. But I think you have to make an effort. And I think over the time, I have made an effort to ensure that there were always dancers of color at Spectrum, in particular African-American dancers.
But Byrd's artistic season goes beyond the diversity of his dancers.
That's faster.
On a rainy winter afternoon, Byrd and his company are in their Madrona studio. They're rehearsing a dance called Jazz. It's one of several works inspired by what Byrd calls an Africanist sensibility, art that traces its roots back to African traditions. Byrd also has decided to use music by African-American composers. That choice has pushed him outside his own comfort zone.
I'll give you an example. When I first put together the list of composers, the African-American composers, there were no women on the list. And then I went like, wait a second, Donald Byrd, you are guilty of something here. Like by omission, you are saying that there are no, number one, there are no African-American female composers that are worth including. And secondly, you didn't even think of them as being part of the mix. So that's the kind of, my thinking had to be disrupted.
Like Donald Byrd, theater artist Valerie Curtis Newton wants to disrupt the status quo.
Creating access. The ultimate goal is to open the doors.
Curtis Newton is a University of Washington drama professor and stage director. Seattle's Intimon Theater tapped her this year to co-curate its summer festival. She joins Intimon's ongoing work for racial and gender equity. The theater company has committed to hiring 50% actors of color. Curtis Newton will help forge equity in Intimon's repertoire with a festival of plays by African-American women.
I think that privileging a different lens and exposing you to a different point of view, a different view of the world, I think is maybe the most important thing in a city like this one.
In other words, a majority white city. Intimon's festival this year is likely to include work by the mid-20th century playwright Alice Childress. In 2013, Curtis Newton directed Intimon's production of a Childress play called Trouble in Mind. It's set in a theater where a white director rehearses a play about lynching and race relations. Trouble in Mind reveals how hard it is to talk about racial equity. As the play within a play progresses, the African-American cast members become increasingly angry about the script.
This ain't saying nothing. It don't make no sense. Talk about truth is anything I can believe. Well, I don't believe this.
The play got rave reviews from critics and nightly standing ovations. But the audiences who saw it were mostly white. Intimon wants to expand that audience, so this summer they hope to take their plays to neighborhoods that don't have a lot of live theater. Seattle Times theater critic Misha Burson says building new audiences is a challenge for every arts organization.
The audience for performing arts, it's no secret, is aging. And who do we replace them with? And how much is it dependent on the race and the ethnicity of the people involved in the performances? I don't know the answer to that.
Still, Burson believes both the repertoire and the artists who perform it should accurately represent American society.
It's no longer going to be America the white. And if we don't reflect that, we're kind of, you know, obscuring what this country really is.
Theater artist Valerie Curtis Newton says her goal isn't to make people see art because it's good for them, like a dose of castor oil. She thinks great art evokes the universal human experience, and that will lead to social justice.
For me, that's the point, that this diverse group of people sits in the dark, vibrates together, and then when the lights come up, they get to look at each other and figure out how they're going to be in relationship going forward.
Intimon is still raising the money it needs to produce its summer festival. Spectrum Dance Theater's hashtag racist performances start this month. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.